Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right, 412, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Looking at a Wednesday afternoon. Kind of trugging right along here. A busy day plan coming up here. Todd Payne, by the way, from Pensacola International will join us at 4:35 this hour. We'll talk about that new TSA pre-check. I'm also going to talk to him about this new situation they have down in Orlando International Airport. They've introduced a new family lane for children younger than 12 going through the TSA security check point process. So we'll talk to him about that. Maybe something in the future for PNS. We'll find out. Also, Chad Brilliante, communications coordinator over at Career Escarosa, talking about this big event coming up that we're all very excited about. We'll be talking about the Career Fair, and that'll be taking place real soon, and we'll talk about that. Chad will be around at 5:35 this afternoon. So we've got a pretty full afternoon, but let's go ahead and look into the top three important things you need to know about.
Number one.
Okay, well, the National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking Tropical Storm Aaron, located in the Atlantic today. The official intensity forecast continues to call for Aaron to become a major hurricane this weekend. Forecasters confirm the system will eventually curve north with limited access to the U.S. coastline. There is no tropical threat to Florida as we approach the climatological peak of the hurricane season. It's time to ensure your preparedness plans are in place.
Number two.
Well, FWC has approved a proposed regulated bear hunt in December. FWC's goal is to help control bear population growth before the state runs out of habitat for the species. The closest county to be included in the hunt zone is Panama City Bay County. The West Panhandle Zone, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties, are expected to be excluded from the hunt.
Number three.
Okay, City of Pensacola preparing for the upcoming Doge visit next week. By the way, we'll be hearing from Mike Kohler, Chairman Mike Kohler from the Escambia County Commission, talking about they too have been asked to be provided some information. State information, just want some more information about the city's DEI program, excessive spending, homelessness services, and management practices. It was Representative Michelle Saltzman who invited the upcoming investigation. Florida CFO Blaise Ingalia says no city or county in Florida is immune from a visit by the state DOGE team, as lawmakers insist that the visit really isn't political. Okay, 4:15. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses, you can find them on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got our usual backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And we have a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. Those are your worst-looking spots right now, and none of them should be surprising you this time in the day. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Next few days, are going to see those rainfall chances sitting at a moderate, not too severe, 30 to 40% chance of showers. But the highs are going to be creeping up.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, I mentioned to you about Chairman Mike Kohler stopping in with us here today. State DOGE auditors heading to Pensacola, like we were telling you about, next week to audit the city's books. Escambia County Chairman Mike Kohler says DOGE has requested a couple of documents from the county.
I feel we're pretty, if we were to get what the city got as a request, of course we'd have to answer it. And, you know, I audits don't really bother me. And I'll tell you why. Being in healthcare, they're part of just business. I mean, no one likes them. You know, my guess is they're going to find something with the city and it'll be a gotcha moment. But at the same time, if it makes things better, people want that. And as long as there's no corruption, I think it's fine.
Okay, DOGE had previously audited areas like Pinellas, Orange, and Manatee counties. Pensacola is the first city in the panhandle to be audited.
All right. And a fire at an Escambia County home has resulted in one death and two injuries. Emergency crews responded to the home on the 2800 block of East Kingsfield around 6 p.m. last night, where a man was airlifted to the hospital and a woman was also transported for treatment. Escambia County Fire says that the fire likely started in the kitchen due to unattended cooking, but an investigation is nonetheless ongoing.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Interesting story unrolling down in Orlando. The TSA has introduced a new family lane for children younger than 12. receiving a lot of positive reviews here. Dana Marie McNichol is down at Orlando International this afternoon with the latest.
TSA says it's not only about convenience, but giving parents a little bit of a breather. Now, the family lane isn't a requirement, just an added help to make the screening process smoother. TSA agents here take extra time to engage with kids one-on-one, walking them through the process with patience. These lanes may also see more liquids like formula, so agents are prepared to handle those with care while keeping the line moving. And it's not just the families who win, other travelers do too. Charleston, South Carolina launched their first family line. Later this month, there will be one in Tampa.
And of course, we've been talking a lot about Florida Doge, checking out Pensacola. Well, state auditors are also looking into St. Petersburg finances. Florida Doge will spend 2 days reviewing the city's finances following a spike in property taxes there. State CFO Blaise Ngogle expected to discuss the audit this afternoon.
Yeah, like I said, Pinellas, Orange, Manatee County is already being investigated by Doge, and now St. Pete?
Yes.
He's going to be taking a look at it. It's just a formality, I believe. I believe the city of Pensacola will probably come out pretty darn fine. Hey, a Florida county official is accused of killing his grandfather while he was in hospice care. Chris DeBio has more on the report.
Police say 35-year-old Christopher Balter drugged his elderly grandfather and forged paperwork to snatch his house. He was arrested after allegedly telling a friend that he killed his grandfather with prescription drugs at a home they shared in Palm Bay. An arrest affidavit says Balter told his friend his grandfather was in a vegetative state and hadn't moved or spoken in 4 days. Police say Balter, the director of planning and development for Indian River County, claims he was helping his grandfather out. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
420 on the dot here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, just like we always do this time every hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just $10. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. of the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Join WSRE-TV's free open house this Saturday, 10 till 2, at the WSRE studios on the Pensacola State College campus. They're at the corner of College Boulevard and 12th Avenue. Bring the family for behind-the-scenes tours, fun PBS Kids activities, and meet Clifford the Big Red Dog. You'll get to explore their studios, discover how programs are made, and learn about WSRE's educational services and about their mission to serve the greater Pensacola community. That's this Saturday from 10 till 2. Plus, take part in the I Love WSRE campaign. There's plenty of free parking near the Gene and Paul Amos studio. WSRE-TV is at the corner of College Boulevard and 12th Avenue. Join WSRE-TV's free open house. Don't miss this special day at WSRE-TV.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
4:23 afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration has won a temporary appeal court ruling over foreign aid. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A federal appeals court is lifting a lower court ruling that had required the Trump administration to continue making foreign aid payments. Aid organizations sued, arguing President Trump is in violation of federal law by not spending money authorized by Congress. A district court judge agreed, but a ruling from the D.C. Circuit Appeals says that decision was wrong because those aid groups cannot bring a freestanding suit, ruling instead a challenge to the federal statute must be brought by the Comptroller General, who leads the Government Accountability Office. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
4:24, News Radio 92.3. Back-to-back gains for the Dow. The market's looking much better. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks ending higher with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching fresh record closes as a mild inflation reading is boosting hopes for the Fed to slash interest rates next month. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is calling for Fed officials to lower rates. Paramount Skydance was the best performer in the S&P 500 today with its stock surging over 36%. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech lag while healthcare advanced. The Dow winners, Sherwin-Williams, United Health Group, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, JP Morgan Chase, and Walmart. The Dow rising 464 points, the NASDAQ higher by 31, S&P 500 up 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in now with a look at the weather and traffic together. The weather's looking not so bad this afternoon.
Yeah, it's kind of a pleasant surprise. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Roads are kind of a pleasant surprise as well, dare I say. Thank you for staying safe out there. Our biggest problems are just typical traffic congestion. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, Navarre Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, so on and so forth. As for the weather, 88 degrees right now, low of 78 tonight. Get some slight rainfall chances that are going to linger over the course of the next few days, sitting at around 30-40%, but we're going to see the highs creep up as a result. Come Saturday, going to be a high of 93.
Okay, Tropical Storm Aaron on track to become potentially this year's first Atlantic hurricane. I never will say, yeah, it's going to happen, because you just never know with these type of storms. Making its way across the Atlantic today, Eben Brown has more on the report from Miami.
Tropical Storm Aaron is still quite far away out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, some 1,400 miles east of the Leeward Islands. But as it moves west and with a turn somewhat north, away from the Caribbean and in the direction of the U.S. eastern seaboard, it is forecast to grow into a hurricane before Friday and then into a major hurricane by Sunday. That means Category 3 or stronger. Its forecast tracks could still change, and it is too soon for any watches or warnings in the U.S., though your personal preparation can begin at any time. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a federal appeals lifting an injunction that required the State Department to continue making foreign aid payments. A three-judge panel ruled 2-1 against a lower court's order to have the Trump administration restore foreign assistance payments previously approved by Congress. The ruling can open a pathway for the Trump administration to cut billions of dollars in foreign assistance funds and of advance efforts to dissolve the U.S. Agency for International Development.
A lot of activity on the streets of Washington today. Members of the D.C. National Guard are hitting the streets this evening. They're really starting to impact full force this evening. David Spunt has the latest from Washington on News Radio 92.3.
Guard troops took to their posts last night patrolling the streets and neighborhoods of the nation's capital. I reached out to D.C. police for some crime stats from this week and was referred to the White House press office. The White House says there were a total of 43 arrests last night. That's nearly double the previous night. We also joined Attorney General Pam Bondi exclusively as she met with some federal agents last night from the FBI, the ATF, National Guard, and Park Police, also local D.C. police officers. Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. attorney, was there as well. Now, Mayor Bowser, not a fan of using the National Guard, but her response been somewhat measured. She held a virtual town hall last night where she did seem to up the ante in her rhetoric. But today she toned it down, thanking AG Bondi and her team. There are plenty of critics who insist the takeover, the federal takeover, has gone too far.
And three people are dead, one missing after massive flooding in Chattanooga, Tennessee. 6 inches of rain fell in the area overnight and into today. Two adults and a child were killed when a tree was uprooted and fell on their SUV. The city's mayor has declared a local state of emergency and is asking the public to exercise extreme caution.
Should be a very interesting Friday. President Trump preparing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has expressed his desire to be a part of that deal. Well, Alexandria Hoff at the White House this afternoon explaining why the president did not invite Zelensky to Friday's meeting.
He's seeing this as a kind of feel-out meeting. He wants to know if Putin is serious about peace and has really downplayed the idea that any major breakthrough would be coming from this summit on Friday. He wants to get a read on Putin, find out where his head is at and what direction this war is going. But following this call today with President Zelensky and European leaders, two of those leaders, the leader of France and of Germany, both said that President Trump told the group that his aim for this meeting is to obtain a ceasefire. That's, once again, according to the German chancellor and French president. And President Trump, he reiterated that this breakthrough likely wouldn't happen till a second meeting that would include Zelensky. That is, if Friday's goes well.
And Texas Senator John Cornyn is calling on the Department of Justice to investigate groups that have allegedly funded the Democratic lawmakers who fled the state. His request comes after more than 50 Texas state legislatures legislators left earlier this month to stall a GOP redistricting plan. Cornyn asking AG Pam Bondi to open an investigation into potential violations of federal law committed by the group.
Santa Rosa County hosting a special career fair tomorrow aimed at military veterans and their families. The event is scheduled 10 to 1 at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium in Milton. Chad Brilliante will join us this afternoon, 5:35 live. We'll talk about that. And coming up in less than 5 minutes, Austin and I talk sports on News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump preparing for Friday's sit-down with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Alaska as he pushes for a ceasefire in Ukraine. However, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky not attending.
The president is tempering expectations for Friday's meeting in Alaska, but says if Putin does not agree to end the war,
there will be very severe consequences.
President Trump spoke with Zelensky and other European leaders today ahead of Friday's summit.
Fox's Jared Halpern in New York City. Democratic mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani speaking out against President Trump's immigration crackdown.
We are fighting to keep this city a sanctuary city.
Speaking at Staten Island as part of the Five Boroughs Against Trump tour, Mamdani in a four-way race for mayor. Other candidates include former Governor Andrew Cuomo and incumbent mayor Eric Adams. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute paid for by NHTSA. Drunk driving changes your world. Drive sober, get pulled over. Last night, Pete Alonso moved past Darryl Strawberry, and now has the most home runs in Mets history. Sure, the focus right now is on the Mets and their playoff push, but Alonso is expected to opt out of his contract at the end of the year. And if the Wolfpons are still running the Mets, I would anticipate this being Pete's final season in Queens. But with Steve Cohen now running the show, I would be absolutely shocked if the Mets' all-time home run king doesn't get rewarded with a new lucrative contract this offseason. I'm Zach Gelb.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the honey buddy chicken biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want for just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial, LLC, Pinair Credit Union, and Archer Exteriors. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Before the break of day, Pensacola right now.
Searching for something to say. Flashing lights against the sky.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking Tropical Storm Erin, located in the Atlantic today. The official intensity forecast continues to call for Erin to become a major hurricane this weekend. Forecasters confirmed the system will eventually curve north with limited access to the U.S. coastline, and there's no tropical threat to Florida. As we approach the climatological peak of the hurricane season, it's time to ensure your preparedness plans are in place.
Okay, and here's number two. The FWC has approved a proposed regulated bear hunt in December. FWC's goal is to help control bear population growth before the state runs out of habitat for the species. Now, the closest county to be included in the hunt zone, Panama City's Bay County, the West Panhandle zone of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton counties are expected to be excluded from that hunt.
number three.
And the city of Pensacola is preparing for the upcoming DOGE visit next week. State officials want more info about the city's DEI program, excessive spending, homeless services, and management practices. You know that. It was Representative Michelle Salzman who invited the upcoming investigation. Florida CFO Blazin Goglia says there's no city or county in Florida that's immune from a visit by the state DOGE team, as lawmakers insist a visit is not political.
Okay, 437 News Radio 92.3. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on today. Joining me today always brings a smile to my face because Todd Payne over at the airport, International Airport, has joined us today. Because Todd, I always like to go right to the source when we start to hear about a lot of questions coming up here, because a lot of time texters, we have a text line here where they can send in questions before a guest does come on. Had a few questions today. That's the reason I really wanted to touch bases with you. Seems there's some confusion as to what exactly is the TSA pre-check situation that you're going through this week out of the airport.
Okay, so the pre-check enrollment program takes place at the airport, actually at the front of our offices on the second floor. We do that for 5-day periods, 4 times a year, and they are here now through Friday. They have appointments that are completely filled, but you can do standbys. You can come in, and they'll pull you in once they get their appointments done or in between appointments.
Boy, and I can see the people going, uh-oh, not another 3 hours sitting there waiting for this thing.
I don't think anyone that's there that long, but if they want to make appointments going forward, TSA will be back here again November 3rd through the 7th.
So this basically helps speed things along, having to go through the dreaded line through security and all. And this is basically targeting flyers who are frequent flyers, I should say, that go through the security system pretty often.
Well, I mean, I think it's the greatest benefit to people who fly frequently. You know, the program is designed to do a background check to minimize the potential of a risk. You know, if TSA deems that you've got a pretty clean background and you've lived in the same place for a while, it's pretty simple to say you're not a threat.
The operative word there, threat. Are you hearing anything, not to get off track here, but are you hearing anything about the instability of Spirit Airlines at this point? They're looking to go through some changes. And are you hearing anything on your side? Because I know you get the information before we do.
Well, you know, I think there's been some public discussion. Spirit had to put out some financial updates, their president, this past week. You know, they've told the public that they're having financial issues, and if they're not able to address them in a large manner, that they may not be in business much longer. Or I think the issue was by the end of the year.
When a situation like that really kind of unrolls here, how much advance notice does an airport actually have on a decision like that? Not much.
I'd like to think we get a significant advance notice, but sometimes we find out the same time as the public.
Oh, my goodness. Wanted to touch bases with you. This is a future-type program that's coming out there, but we're hearing a lot of jingle about it. TSA introducing the new family lane for children younger than 12. I know I did speak with officials down at Orlando at the International Airport just before we came on the air today. They were telling me about this program. And this is probably for larger airports, I would think.
That's absolutely right. I mean, Orlando has enormous space for their TSA processing. Smaller airports like Pensacola and others in our area are more limited in our ability to offer that.
Well, you guys do a bang-up job out there, and I always appreciate your time that you allow us to speak with you. Because we want to keep up to date on what's happening at PNS International, you know.
Well, thank you very much. And one quick thing back on Spirit.
Yes.
If customers use a credit card and any airline, let alone Spirit, has financial problems, they're protected.
Oh, okay.
So if you buy an airline ticket on a carrier that's expressed some financial challenge, use a credit card.
And Todd, I would think that the debit card wouldn't do you much good there because the money's out and gone.
I would suspect that might be the case, but you'd have to check your debit card processor.
Absolutely. That's another story for another day to be discussed, I guess.
Yes, sir.
All right. Todd Payne, Pensacola International. You have a great day, sir, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For your time.
Great to talk with you.
All right, Todd Payne on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And a ripple of anticipation moves through the ballpark with every Alonso at bat. Hoping to see some history.
And Pete drives one to deep right center field, headed back toward the wall. It's out of here! Out of here! Pete Alonso stands alone! The polar bear on his own private iceberg! Pete Alonso, the most prolific home run hitter in New York Mets history!
On SNY, Pete Alonso hit the 253rd home run of his career to move one past Darryl Strawberry for the most home runs in Mets history. Alonso then hit a second home run. 13-5, the Mets beat the Braves. New York ended a seven-game losing streak and moved within five games of the Phillies in the NL East. The Phils' win streak snapped at four games by the Reds, 6-1.
Lined up to middle. Nettles got it. Stops on second. Throw to first. It's a triple play.
Whoa! A pitcher's best friend.
Shohei hits into a triple play to win the inning.
On FanDuel Sports Network West, the Angels beat the Dodgers in 10 innings, 7-6, after Ohtani had hit a tie-breaking home run of the ninth inning, his 43rd of the year, one more than Kyle Schwarber for the National League lead. The Dodgers' loss, combined with the Padres' 5-1 win over the Giants, knocked Los Angeles into a first-place tie in the NL West with San Diego. Not the only division now dead even at the top. In the American League West, the Mariners matched the Astros for first place. Seattle beat Baltimore 1-0 after Houston lost at home to Boston 14-1. Second day in a row, former Astro Alex Bregman hit a home run against his old mates. Best team in the major leagues, the Milwaukee Brewers, ran their win streak to 11 games. Brewers shut out the Pirates 14-0. Milwaukee, the first National League team in 90 years to post two win streaks of at least 11 games in the same season. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, new documents reveal former President Joe Biden's administration had canceled plans for the former president to board a ship during a shipyard tour. This happened back in July 2023. As they were saying, a lot of the former Biden administration staff members and all were saying, oh, no, he was fine. He was definitely fine. The date, July 2023, he could not attend the shipyard tour simply because he could not climb the stairs to get up the side of the ship. For the a better understanding of what's going on here, here's Representative James Comer.
We couldn't even trust Joe Biden to walk around a ship that was used to protect the American people, and they tried to get him through for another four-year term.
All right. 4:45, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is looking at the weather and local traffic together.
All righty. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we're looking at here. Not too much going on the roads. Do have some backups worsening on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 88 degrees. Going to be a low of 78 tonight. Rainfall chances over the next few days as the highs creep back up to the low 90s.
Okay, kind of a nice lookout for the local weather situation. Now, on the national side, the middle of the week bringing stormy conditions for some parts of the country. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Strong storms likely later today and tonight across the Central Plains, as a developing cluster could produce damaging winds and isolated large hail from South Dakota to Nebraska. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms from the mid-Atlantic into New England could deliver localized damaging wind gusts. Flash flood risk is elevated in the southern and central Appalachians, where 2 to 4 inches of rain is possible. Heat and humidity build across the northeast, many spots in the upper 80s to the low 90s. And in the tropics, Tropical Storm Aaron is in the central Atlantic. It's forecast to strengthen to a hurricane by late Thursday into Friday, but no U.S. impacts are currently forecast. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, could Congress actually ban lawmakers from trading stocks? That's a topic circulating around Washington. Ryan Schmelz has the details for you.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells Fox's Larry Kudlow the Trump administration is behind a push to ban members of Congress from trading stocks.
This is a disgrace. Is there are plenty of people who go to Congress to serve their constituents, serve their country, but unfortunately there are a lot of people who go there to get rich.
A number of bills are being proposed and debated among lawmakers. Both House Speaker Mike Johnson and Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have come out in support of a ban. Those who've pushed back say the federal government shouldn't prevent people from making money, and with an increased cost of living and no pay increase for lawmakers, it would be difficult for people with limited means to serve in Congress. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. CAVA yesterday lowering its full-year forecast for same-store sales growth after reporting a disappointing second quarter. For the full year, CAVA now expects same-store sales growth of 4 to 6%, down from its prior range of 6 to 8%. Net restaurant sales climbed 20% to more than $278 million. Officials with Sphere Entertainment say more than 120,000 tickets have been sold for screenings of a special rendering of The Wizard of Oz starting later this month at the Las Vegas Sphere. Experts are saying showings of the classic movie could help drive the rate of Vegas visitors attending the Sphere above 40%. On Wall Street, stocks rose today with the Dow up more than 460 points. And the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set fresh records, up slightly. U.S. crude oil futures for September delivery continue to fall today, nearly 0.7%. They're currently sitting under $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, if you're thinking about maybe taking the vacation up to Canada, this summer, just going to use this as an example, there's things that you need to know about because Air Canada is in the possibility of having flight disruptions because of a flight attendant strike.
Jeez.
Might want to plan accordingly. Watch this very closely. Christian Goodwin has more on News Radio 92.3.
Air Canada says it's beginning a phased wind down of most of its operations over the next 3 days. This is the Canadian Union of Public Employees, which represents more than 10,000 cabin crew members at the airline, warns of a walkout set to begin Saturday. Nearly 100% of employees represented by the union voting for the strike, calling for pay increases and an end to a practice they say does not pay flight attendants for the work they do before the plane starts moving. In response, Air Canada issued a lockout notice. The airline says the union submitted a counteroffer seeking unsustainable wage increases, adding, "We regret the impact the disruption will have on our customers, our stakeholders, and the communities we serve." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And AI search platform Perplexity offering to buy Chrome from Google for just a cheap little $34.5 billion in cash. The unsolicited offer comes after the DOJ suggested in March that Google be forced to sell Chrome. While Google has not yet responded to a request for comment, TechCrunch reports that Perplexity says the deal includes a promise to keep Chrome open source and continue to invest in it.
Okay, there's an announcement of a multi-billion dollar investment into U.S. manufacturing. Lillian Wu is all over this story.
GE Appliances plans to invest $3 billion in the U.S. The company, an independent subsidiary of Chinese Haier Smart Home Company, plans to expand and modernize its factories over the next 5 years and help blunt the effects of tariffs by reshoring some work now done in China and Mexico. The company says the investment will allow the factories to make new models of water heaters, air conditioners, gas ranges, and refrigerators, and will create 1,000 jobs across 5 states. South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. A previously announced project in the company's home base of Louisville, Kentucky, is also part of that total. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Now, this next story here, I wonder how it kind of levels out here with the tariff situation. A Canadian activewear company has bought an American underwear company. Chris Foster has the story.
Gildan Activewear has a deal to buy Hanes Brands for $2.2 billion. Gildan, based in Montreal, makes bulk basic apparel and also owns the American Apparel brand and Peds socks. Hanes, based in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, sells innerwear under its own brand, also Maidenform, Bonds, Bally, and Playtex. The combined company will remain in Montreal, maintaining a North Carolina presence. The sale is expected to close late this year or early next year. It still needs approval from Hanes brand shareholders. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All righty, 4:52 on the nose here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes and one final check of your roads and weather to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2. Right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
$4.55, heads up, Pensacola, a little cheap trick this afternoon. Austin Price, sitting there ready to go. I can see it in his eyes over there. He's looking at the weather. Local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Not a bad day, Austin.
Not a bad day at all. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Our worst looking spots are ones that shouldn't surprise you. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Gulf Breeze Parkway near Avalon Boulevard, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 78. Yeah, haven't had the rainfall that was previously projected. Do have some slight chances this evening. That'll linger for the next few days, but the highs are going to creep up, sitting at around 93 come Saturday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, Eddie Van Halen. He had a 1982 Kramer electric guitar. It has now hit the auction block, offering fans a chance to win a piece of rock history. Michelle Polino has those details.
Eddie Van Halen's 1982 Kramer electric guitar, played during his legendary 1982-83 tours, is hitting the auction block at Sotheby's New York during its first ever Grails Week, October 21st through the 28th. Custom built for Van Halen and based on his iconic Frankenstein design, the red, white, and black guitar is expected to sell for $2 to $3 million. It was last seen on stage in cities including Philadelphia, Caracas, and Buenos Aires before Van Halen gifted it to longtime friend and technician Rudy Laren. Laren later sold it to Motley Crue's Mick Mars, who used it on the band's Dr. Feelgood album. Van Halen died of cancer in 2020. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And comedian Jimmy Kimmel revealing why he chose to obtain Italian citizenship. The Jimmy Kimmel Live host recently appeared on a podcast and shared that politics influenced his decision. Kimmel has routinely criticized Trump as well as his policies since his first term in office, and the president has fired back, calling the television host stupid. Kimmel joins a list of other comedians, including Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie O'Donnell, who have moved abroad due to Trump's reelection.
okay, good travels. Happy goings.
You know? Honestly, I'd rather you do that than preach about how you're going to leave and then don't.
I got it. When that happened, Cher did. I mean, all these stars did this the first time around with Trump in 2016.
Right.
You know, oh, I'm leaving. Never happened. Never happened. Well, if they do, great. Good luck.
Yeah, if you're putting your money where your mouth is.
Good luck to you. Hope your life is great. Hey, listen, life is not so good for four individuals in Detroit. Love Triangle Shootout landed four senior citizens in a Detroit hospital. Jeff Manasso has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Detroit police say four people who live in a senior citizen apartment complex all recovering after shots rang out Monday during a barbecue over jealousy.
Love Triangle. He said he's going to kill him, and that's what he said he's going to do.
Reggie Irvin lives in the senior complex where one resident in his 70s allegedly shot his ex's new man, who's in a wheelchair, and two others the ex shot back. Neighbors also tell us it's not the only love triangle going on there.
Well, it's a whole lot of things going on over there. Whole lot of things.
This is where we supposed to retire. We supposed to have a good time, drink our daiquiris.
Detroit prosecutors not yet weighing in on possible charges. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Well, the oldest casino in downtown Las Vegas eliminating traditional table games. Over the course of the next several weeks, the Golden Gate will phase out live dealer tables and replace them with slot and electronic table game machines. Officials with the 119-year-old casino say most, if not all, live table games will be gone by mid-September. The Golden Gate is owned by Derek Stevens, and he also owns the Circa, which also replaced its live dealer tables and saw financial success from the move.
And listen, I know those dealers are part of a union. Where's the union leader standing up for these jobs being lost?
That's a good question.
We'll follow that one. I promise. We'll follow that one. President Trump plans to put his touch on this year's annual Kennedy Center honors. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump says he will host this year's Kennedy Center honors in December.
And I didn't want to do it, okay? They're going to say he insisted. I did not insist. But I think it will be quite successful, actually.
This year's honorees are country music superstar George Strait, rock and roll band Kiss, actor Sylvester Stallone, Broadway actor Michael Crawford, and disco sensation Gloria Gaynor.
Since 1978, the Kennedy Center Honors have been among the most prestigious awards in the performing arts. I wanted one. I was never able to get one.
President Trump has shaken up leadership at the Kennedy Center and installed himself as chairman of the board. He is pushing for major renovations and removing what he calls woke ideology from programming. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, coming up this next hour, we will have in Chad Brilliante talking about the program with the Job Career Fair coming up in 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.